TXN 201B. In this module, we'll be focusing on all aspects of taxation relating to individuals. We trust that you'll find the course interesting, stimulating, and enjoyable. Your lecturing team will gladly assist you during this semester on any course-related queries and may be contacted at the telephone numbers and email address provided to you in your tutorial letter 101. Please visit the MyUNISA website from time to time. We'll be making use of announcements, additional resources, discussion forum, and course contact. We'll communicate important information with you through announcements. You can also chat to fellow students on the discussion forum, and you can email your lecturers with any queries relating to the course content through the course contact tab. All your official study material is available on this site for you to download. Please also note that we'll, from time to time, add additional resources for you under Additional Resources. This will include further podcasts during the semester. You can also submit your assignments electronically through MyUNISA. Please be aware that this module has a large amount of information. Therefore, you have to work through all the course material timelessly and plan accordingly in order to be ready for your exam. Before you start this module, make sure that you have the following tutorial letters available. Tutorial Letter 101. This is an important tutorial letter because it contains information about communicating with us and the university in general. It also provides information about how the assignment and exam systems work. Start by carefully reading Tutorial Letter 101 and making note of the assignment dates. Also note that Assignment 1 is compulsory for you to submit in order to gain exam admission. Assignment 1 and 2 combined count 10% towards your final mark, so the completion and submission of these assignments by the due dates is important. You'll also need Tutorial Letters 102 and 103. These tutorial letters are your study guides. They'll guide you through the sections of the textbook that you need to know and study. They'll also provide examples that you'll need to work through to test that you understand the theory. It's important when working through examples that you attempt them on your own without looking at the solution. You can then compare your answer to the solution in the study guide. This will give you a good indication of whether you understand what you've learnt, or whether you should go over some of the theory again. Now, the last thing that you need is the very latest version of the textbook. It's important that you use the 2012 edition, A Student's Approach to Income Tax for Natural Persons, because tax legislation changes every year. Well, if you have all these, then you're ready to begin. Don't waste too much time before starting your studies. The semester isn't long, and there's lots of useful, interesting, and practical things to learn in this module. We know that if you follow your study materials guidelines and work consistently, your efforts will pay off. We believe that with hard work, dedication, and a firm commitment, you will excel in this module. All the best, and let your studies start now.